Men live in the world to find its pleasures. Men live in the world to find its pleasures. Be yourself and have fun. How often we have said that. Be yourself and have fun. Live according to your highest and the best. Live according to your highest and best. Be the highest and best that you can. Man lives in this world to find its pleasures. We live to find our divinity. We live to find the reality of who we are. We live to find the joyousness of who we are, the fabulous qualities of who we are. And when we find these fabulous qualities of who we are, what are we finding? What do we find? We find that when we like ourselves, that's the first thing, that's the most important thing to find. That's the pleasure of all that there is, to like yourself. And when you like yourself, then you like others. You like every other being on the face of the earth. You like every other being that exists. You like every other being who ever could be or would be or should be. And you love them with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. You love them and you feel that they are wonderful. You feel that they are fabulous. You feel that they are marvelous. You feel that they are outstanding. You feel that they are the kind of people that you think are just your kind of people. Yes. When you find your kind of people, when you find the people who give you pleasure, when you find the people who make you happy, then those are the people that are the ideal reflection of yourself. Now, we want to be real careful. We're known by the people we associate with, we say. Our mothers have taught this from the beginning. You are known by the people you associate with. But we are also known by the people that we are. Now, the people we associate with are just like the people that we are within ourselves. Now, who are these people that are within ourselves? Who are these people that we know and that we live and love and that we respect and that bring us pleasure and that bring us joy in our life? Who are these people? Well, they are people who are the ideal reflection of what's going on within ourselves. Now, if the ideal reflection of what's going on within ourselves is happiness and goodness and harmony and peace and love, then that's wonderful. That's marvelous. But if the people who are a reflection of what's going on within ourselves do not bring us pleasure, do not bring us happiness, do not bring us the feeling of goodness, then we had better look at it again. We had better look at it again, because the people in our life who bring us pleasure, the most men live in a world to find the pleasure, to find the joy, to find who they really are. What is their highest and best? What is your highest and best? What is your choice for yourself that is going to make you the happiest person in the world? Now, you have the opportunity of living in the past. You have the opportunity of dwelling in yesterday. You have the opportunity of thinking about all the glorious things you did or the inglorious things you did. And if you think about the things that were not glorious, then you are not building today out of the reality that you are. If you're living in a past that was negative or that was not a pleasure to you, then you are not living to your highest and best. And we want to live to our highest and best, and we live to our highest and best by being the greatest that we can possibly be. So, we do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Now, we don't want anyone to do something naughty to us. We don't want anyone to do anything unkind to us. We don't want anyone to do anything to us that is not our highest and best. We do not want anyone to do anything to us that we would not like to tell our mothers about, that we would not like to tell our beloveds about. We live our life so beautifully, so perfectly, so wonderfully, so fantastically now, that the only thing that really matters is who and what we are. Who and what are you? Are you the ideal being? Are you the ideal expression of all that's good and beautiful? Are you the most wonderful quality that could ever exist on the face of the earth? Is that who you are? If that's who you are, then you have everything going for you in the most beautiful, fabulous way. If you have everything going for you in the most beautiful, fabulous way, then all that matters is that you be yourself and have fun. You have found your pleasure zone. You have found that zone within you, that area within you, that beingness within you that is the pleasure of all of your life. And what more could you want? What more could you desire to have than to be that wonderful being that you are, to be that ideal being that you are? Are you ready today to be that ideal that you are? Are you ready indeed to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Are you ready to look at the world and see it as a reflection of yourself, of your highest and best? If you have any desire to take from another, to steal, to hurt, in any way to challenge another person, you are not being yourself. Because that is not something you want done to you. That is not something you want done in your world. But to be yourself and to have fun, this is the greatest joy, the greatest love, the greatest peace, the greatest magnificence anyone could ever want in their life. Claim this for you. Name this for you. Direct your attention in every way for this being you. And whenever you are falling off the wagon, whenever you are not following all the time, 100%, what you think is your highest and best, stop it right then. Forgive yourself and start over again. Forgive yourself and let go of the past. Don't dwell in it. You can forgive yourself. You're the only one who can forgive yourself. You can forgive yourself and go on and be that which you know is your highest and best, to be that which you know is the delight in your life, the joy of your life, the happiness of your life, the peace of your life. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be yourself and have fun? Are you ready to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Are you ready to say to your world, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do? Or are you ready to say in your world, Father, bless them, they live according to their highest and best, and I see them now being a magnificent expression of their pure divinity, of the divine qualities that are within them now and always. I see them that way. I see them that way. I know them that way. I know them that way because I know me that way. And when I know me that way, then I know everything that way. All that matters is that I am being myself and having fun. All that matters is that I walk my own path. I walk my own path and I walk my own way, and I am my own self in every beautiful, fantastic manner. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. What a lovely thing to do. Because we want the highest and best for ourselves and our world at all times. And because we want the highest and best in the world for ourselves and all times, that is what we are going to experience. That's what we're going to know. That's what we're going to be. That's what we are. And we are that right now. Live your life that makes you a pleasure, that makes everything you do a pleasure, that makes every person you meet a pleasure, that makes every action in your life a pleasure. Live your life so that it is 100% pleasure. And you'll find that you'll be living your life for the ideal that it is being created, for the ideal that is being you. Be yourself and have fun. You are living your life for that pleasure, now and forevermore. And as you live your life for that pleasure, know that you're going to enjoy it totally, wonderfully, and now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.